Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Psalm 40, verses 6 through 10, which remind us of the most important rule when reading the Psalms. It's actually the most important three rules. They are, it's about Jesus, it's about Jesus, and finally, it's about Jesus. And he says as much so clearly, even though this was penned by David of old, even though David had promises that were made about him, ultimately, it is not about David at all, but about Jesus. Behold, I have come, in the scroll of the book it is written of me. Our Lord did not quite quote these words when he stood face to face with the party of the Pharisees, those who clung to traditions of men rather than the Word of God, and elevated those traditions of men above and over the Word of God. When they confronted Jesus about him not following those traditions and claimed that he was therefore not following the Word of God, he said to them, You search the Scriptures because you believe that in them you will find everlasting life. But it is they that testify to me. It's all about Jesus, the one man who truly desired to do God's will, the one man whose law alone was written in his heart, the one man who came and preached good news to we who are near and we who are far off, a good news for which we, just like the Pharisees, by our flesh rejected him and, as one with them, killed him for it, to silence this good news, to offer the sacrifice that God did desire, the burnt offering that God did require, the vicarious atonement of mankind in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There, Jesus did not conceal God's steadfast love from us, great congregation of sinners as we are, but opened paradise and from within poured living blood onto our filthy dead soil to make us all clean again. So it is now that in the book of life that is the wounds of Jesus, God has written of you and births you again by water and the Spirit so that you do desire his will, so that his law is written on your heart. And even though in these gray and latter days your flesh still torments you, your temptations still come, you know, you speak of, you confess the deliverance, the faithfulness, the salvation of the triune God. Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus. Jesus, who sends his Spirit to bring you out of this dark time, out of our time, into his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.